I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Tonight, Ground Zero celebrates 29 years of broadcasting. April Fool's Day was when we started the program back in 1995. And we have grown a lot over the years, 29 years, and moving towards our 30th year. Thanks to all of you keeping us on the air, going from a little weekend show to a weekly syndicated show or a daily syndicated show. We've grown a lot, and we're growing with you. And so if you love what we're doing, please subscribe to Aftermath.media. Subscribe to Aftermath.media while you're thinking about it. Kind of like a little birthday gift for us. If you feel like sending a birthday gift, just sign up for aftermath.media, and that'd be a gift alone, because it really does help the show, keeps us on the air, and you guys have really supported us over time, and we really want to see the continued support as we blaze our way through a weird world. It's like, you know, April Fool's Day. It's hard to pull pranks on people on April Fool's Day because the world's so screwed up as it is. I mean, you can't tell the difference between what is real and what isn't real anymore. And that's pretty damn weird, actually, I think. I think it's something that, we need to think about. Because you know what's going on is we have, I would call it the occult testing of the Western intellect. And what that is, it covers all aspects of the mental ability to analyze and find hidden truths. You have to work extra hard for that, actually. The truth is a tricky thing. And in most cases, it tramples upon cognitive bias. So we have this esoteric matrix that has within it a so-called satanic intellect that uses half-truths to conceal that which the spiritual world reveals and wishes, you know, man to take to heart. And it's basically as if someone or some curse or some possible organized psychological coup has somehow exploited the unconscious blind spots of the human psyche. And this has rendered most people with the inability to recognize that they are participating in madness or some sort of psychopathic attitude, all this with regard to their fellow man. So the operational standard for this curse or whatever it is, I'd say it's mass priestcraft, to be honest. And what it's done is it's rendered most people to act against their own best interests. A lot of people are doing that now. This is an evil that the powers of the New World Order is so well organized that the eschaton is now part of their agenda, so that they can be seen as saviors after the dust settles and the smoke clears. Evil, strangeness, the occult intellect, it's a topic that demands reflection. And there should be an attempt to somehow find some sort of scientific method to identify what is truly evil, what is irreverent, what is... it's merely something we don't understand, is it? I mean, do we understand what is and what isn't? You know, I mean, it allows us to at least confront our morality and how we see ourselves morally, because now it seems that people are opting for apocalyptic morality. And much of that, I would say, is evil. Much of that would be abhorrent. It's even... You have to ask yourself, is evil something that can be called upon as an active consuming danger? Is it like fire? Is it like cancer? Does it have personality? Does it have intelligence? Does it command attention? Can it be nurtured? Can it be engineered? I mean, we all know that rituals and conjuring exist, but can it all rise up because of a broken promise? Could it all come together in some horrible, horrible war because of a broken covenant? Is it manifesting a tulpa, or are we asking God for a curse? Are we making deals with the devil? These are the things that I think about sometimes, because we face true evil now. And it seems to be an active entity that has been conjured and wants to have a host, preferably a human or an animal host. And the idea of possession or possibly mass possession is not too far from being established in the world, because here we have the incarnation of the fallen. And the incarnation of the fallen happen in times of chaos. So the incarnation is like a plague. It's simply the plague It was actually spoken of in the biblical text as a curse when the people turned against their creator. We are turning on our traditions. We are abruptly destroying social cohesion. The leaders of this world have decided to ignore the tradition of Easter and replace it with some immoral ritual. I mean, Biden declared it a transgender visual, what do you call it? Transgender be seen, or that we needed to see them. It was that, I mean, look, I'm not talking about pagan bunnies here. I'm not talking about rites of passage for fertility or whatever. I mean, that you can call that evil if you want to, but I'm talking about the secret plans that the powers that be have for those who seek out the signs of the times. They want to fool them. They want to make fun of them. They want to mock them. I know that among us there are literalists who believe that they have time all sewn up when it comes to the apocalyptic synchronicities. But I always say that it's not linear. The fulfillment of any prophecy, I don't think, is linear. You may think it's linear because we have to wait for this, 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 and this. And that when John had his big vision in Patmos, it was because it happened in sequence. I just don't buy it. I don't buy that. I think that we need to look at all of it as a simultaneous type of thing, where we could have apocalyptic synchronicities happening one right after the other, and even if we're not informed about them, we're not going to pay attention to them. Like, how many people beyond this show know that they want to burn a red heifer or they want to sacrifice a red heifer in Israel? I mean, yeah, they talked about it on CBS News, but how many people actually know what it means? How many people actually know where to find that in the Bible? Book of Numbers, by the way. I don't think anyone knows where to find these things, even though they say, well, I know the word and the word is this, and the word. No, you got to know the word. Okay. You got to know why people act the way they do and why they want to do these type of crazy sacrifices and putting blood everywhere and burning a calf. You know, I know that there are literalists out there that say, well, Clyde, you know, I'm a literalist. And, you know, I know that when you look at dates and times in the Bible, I know a lot of those dates are vague. I know in history, you look at the inaccuracy of a calendar. The calendars are all screwed up anyway, so we have to rethink where we are in the timeline. I thought about that at Easter this year because I was thinking about the crucifixion. I was thinking about all the things we're told about the crucifixion and Easter, and I wanted to touch on that a little bit tonight and some other things too. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. 225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.